So every teaching is an announcement plus explanation that leads to observation. The explanation leads to observation. Detail. The person goes, okay. Ibadan to Ede, and I gave the message. I taught the word I never knew. As we alighted at Oshogbo, a brother came to me. He said, "Thank you very much for that message." I said, "We bless it up." I know some of the Muslims said they didn't like the message, but I didn't, because I was teaching them, and I wasn't talking against Allah, I wasn't talking against Muhammad, but you know I'm talking about your religion. And I felt that kai. You know, when you are teaching a Muslim, I didn't like this. You understand? Muslims are doing like this. Not that they did it once, so you know that you are hitting, you are scattering something. And only heaven tells how many lives have been affected. Do you know, I think after a year or thereabout, this brother dialed my number. Hello, sir. I'm the brother in the bus you preach, a year after or two. I remember after 2 years, another brother from the north. Hello, sir. I'm so person. I said, who is that? There. I said, I'm the brother where you preach so and so 2 years ago. So please, this was the scripture you used. 2 years, I have not recovered. That's what he said. I went back to God and said, Baba, whatever make this thing work, I want more. No, I don't just want two people now. I want more. And I found that the Lord said, it's one secret. What you are trying to say, do you have the life? Let's talk. So you see, you need to check. Because if we are supposed to move from there, we will now face the cross in the life of a preacher. But we can't go there today. We will accept the cross, the power of the cross, in the life of a preacher. The daily walking of the life of the cross. Let me tell you something. When we get to Alaba, you'll be shocked. I'm saying these things confidently. You will be shocked, because it will be no more about you. You don't find out that, because what you brought is life. It's not just a message. The message is life. Aha, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. The Spirit of God just pointed my attention. Please, can you trust God? I believe we are all children of God. So, you know, you can. I will add this, because what we are trying to explain here, the messenger, are you getting me now? Is synonymous to this. And I know we have seen this for spiritual laws. Maybe some of us still have it at home. And we've been trained on how to use it. So, we will correspond this. But I'm believing God that I will not pass the time. Because I believe choir people are still having time today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, until the message of the gospel has found bearing from the cross in your life, then every attempt to go and win the lost is what? A victim cannot produce a victor. You can't be a victim and tell somebody else you'll be a victor. No. I hope you know, don't be religious like me. I thought that, you know, me, my own is lying. I'm not like him. I'm not smoking. No. All iniquity is the same. So you are in the same level with that brother you are trying to save. Even that little thing you say is in your life. I found out that, brethren, I'm begging you, friends. I'm begging you. Salvation is deliverance. So, it's deliverance. So, you have not seen it. You have not seen it new. I beg of you. This is the gospel. It's deliverance. I'm a lover of movie. Hey. I can stop eating if I see movies. It's a terrible thing in my life. Early in the morning, they must not bring lights. You know, if there's no light, I can be cursing NEPA just because I want to satisfy. Some of you cannot pass by and say, "Film Rodinye." You will ask. Even if you only go send you on a message, you will ask. Sorry, sir. This is where we are leaking. Sincerely, sir. Some people don't. Some people say, he does that. Okay, well, go and ask the revival of John Wesley, Charles G. Finney, Father Nash. Go and ask all those people. You thought they sat down with this? Satan knows that more distraction means more powerlessness for the church. He knows. See, Satan knows I can't argue with the church that they don't have power. They have it. And I cannot collect it because the master gave them. But let's distract them. That's all. Distraction. Now, you know why, by the grace of God, I'm privileged to say these things? By God's grace, I've seen people come to the Lord, and it gladdens my heart. And I said, so Lord, this is what I'm missing. He said, that's what you are missing. No, go deeper in it, and you see more results. Oh. So if I want more results, I should go deeper in death to self, death to sin. I've seen death to the world. I see more results. Effortlessly. I met a young boy 2 days ago. And I was trying to explain to him. And then he told me, sir, I saw myself. And they took what did they used to call Uluvi? He said, I saw they took my placenta. They buried it in one bedroom. I think he said he was looking for it in one bedroom. He's not in another bedroom. So he left to another bedroom. I said, shut up. After I said all that, and he said, sir, there's another problem I'm facing, and all of that. And I told him, when did you accept Christ? He said, under your ministration, sir. Eh? That was where I got. You accepted Christ under my ministration. He said, well, he described the place with us. Listen to me. By the time I finished teaching him to observe, we are now looking at it. Oh, yeah, read, study. And I said, look at me, hear me. By the time he finished, he said, okay, yes, sir. Now I understand. Hey, but don't if they like it, bury inside the toilet. Do you know that boy? I practically saw the devil that came with him left. The depression upon him left. You see, ye shall know the truth. I didn't tell him, you see, let's pray. I said, the thing I'm telling you, I have experienced it. Oh yeah, watch me. Because the message is in my life. Look at what our brother said. Look at how many times we have gone to that place. You think you don't have something better to do when you go to that place? I don't have something better to do in my life if I'm going about to go and preach. God saved me from a very ghastly accident last year. That would have claimed a terrible one. So I'll be going about. Somebody is waiting to kill me, and then I will not be correct. He will kill me 12. I better be correct so that I can be well defended. So that when it is the right time to die, no problem. Please go and meditate on that introduction. I know the Spirit of God has a way of making you to see more. If you don't mind, if you now have questions, we could raise it. Until you see the cross and it terminates the life of the old nature, you can't be a messenger. You can't. Because anytime you are saying it, it will be like a basket. You know basket, if you are trying to pour water inside a basket, it will be leaking. That brother actually, look at what Brother Jude said. He said there's a brother that wants to change. He said, some of those people are not really bad. Sincerely, if you want to be honest, some people want to change. They say, brother, I want air. I remember preaching to one brother, he was smoking like this. Pastor, I hear you. Igbo, I hear you. I hear you. I let him finish. Then he finished. Uh-huh. The tongue. By the time I began with him, honestly, I saw that man wants to follow Jesus. The face calmed down. He said, I'm in bondage. I want help. And this is a person that cultists. In fact, as I was talking there, number 2 of the cult of that area came, and we know them. And they know me. So he came and said, you hear preaching? Now sit down. He didn't answer. Do you know he's supposed to stand? They were trying to learn. No. He sat down. Men are looking for help. You know, our master announced something. Don't let the devil whisper to your ear. Our master said something. The harvest is what? Ripe. The what? The laborers are. Which kind of laborer? You know, even the few laborers that we have are weak. You know, one time I said, Lord, these people will not yet say, they have not this, they are too stubborn. God said, what did I say? The harvest is what? In fact, Jesus warned them, said, don't say that are yet 4 months. There's no 4 months anywhere. This guy wants to be saved now. It's you that your life is perforated. Binga, correct your life. I'm sorry, sir. So I'm the one that will be hindering this brother now from getting there. You are the one. So I switch off my TV. It's been many years now. And I like my life. If you visit us in our house, you just find a DT. And you see, what's the color you see on TV screen? If it's not on. Eh? Black. There's a world of darkness. That's the way I interpret it. It's not in the Bible. Walls of darkness. Waiting for you to switch it on so that the darkness can appear. Are there some good things on TV? Yeah, a lot of good things on TV. See, if I switch off, it's when I want to watch something that will bless my spirit that I own it. I told you, you will not rule me. How can one angulu be ruling me? Imagine you sit down like this. Somebody is trying to call you. What? When the person starts, you pause it. Man, don't disturb. Can you? Don't disturb. And you're doing like this. You see, your whole mind is arrested. Every focus arrested. You can't. If the Holy Ghost is talking to you at that time, you can't hear. Because, yeah. I've seen people that say, "Oh, she feel me, dada." You know what? Well, you know what they. They didn't do this thing very well. No, that guy should not have died. But Jude, have you seen people cry? Brother Roberto and Star Juliana. You know, God warned me, they said, your emotion that you should spend on lost souls, you are wasting it in emptiness. If you spend few times weeping in my presence for those lives, you know you'll have pushed an agenda in the kingdom of God. But I see Lucifer simply place before you another vision. Friends, let me beg us. I'm pleading with us. The work we are doing in Alaba Nation and it's not a small work. But if we ourselves have not experienced this thing, let's forget it. Let's forget it. Let's close with this scripture. Now, open your Bible to John chapter 4. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I hear something. Can we bow down our heads and pray? Who among us wants to make a decision? Do you know some of you, I say it with all humility, some of you are trying to break addiction in people in Alabai Go Camp, but you are also addicted to movies. Why not let's break the log in your own eyes before we remove the small speck in their own eyes? You see how you are addicted to football? You can't miss a league. Never. You will never miss it. But you can miss your quiet time. Would you pray quietly in your heart? Lord, I have not experienced this message. Show me the cross. It's not being free for 2 months. And then get entangled again with anger. And then get... Lord, show me. Take a decision today to go back to search out. Truly, we are not saying you didn't accept Jesus. Truly. We are not saying that you didn't want to serve the Lord. But you know you are dragging. And I hope somebody will not be emotional about it again today. I pray somebody will take it that I'm going, Lord, to search out. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise your head. I pray that it is all of you, my friends, who are here. I really pray so. But in case it's just one person, let me share with that one person. I am not, by the grace of God, like some other friends I've seen, I saw God granted me a grace. I told myself, Lord, I can't continue. Other brothers may manage sin and iniquity and then repent today, ask forgiveness regularly. That's not what I saw in my Bible. I didn't see Paul talk like that. I didn't see Peter talk like that. So, Lord, I'm going to abandon food until I see what the truth is for 5 days. No food. Sat down with the Bible day and night. Mosquito. I was there. Crying and praying. Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. After that time, I went on another day, 5 days. This time, I break every day. I was there crying, show me, Lord. Begging, show me, Lord. Jesus saved me, not to be a struggling son, but a victor. Show me, Lord. He showed me. Since the day I saw it, by the grace of God, I'm living every day as a sin. Pride. I say, is it pride to talk about the cross? Paul said, I will boast except in the cross. That's what he said. I was preaching to one brother and I said, do you commit sin? He said, person day when they commit sin. I said, by the grace of God, I don't. Hey! He practically was shouting, come see person when no commit sin. Oh! I said, is he? No, you know why did I look so special? Eh? Probably in all his 10 or 15, 25 years of his life, he has never had that. But imagine all of us around the street is our testimony. Will it be strange to him? Maybe I just finished announcing that somebody else came. What was that brother that discussed me? Hey, come see, he said, no, they sing. I also, because I saw the cross. Hey, by the time you see, hey, by the time you get on that person, do you know that after maybe the fourth, fifth, that hey will reduce? What is it that they know that I don't know? They're trying to talk to somebody, you say, by the grace of God, come on, tell me that. You tell one pastor, we take our area. We touch in the temple. Amen. Come on. What? We have neglected the cross and we are watching TV. We've neglected the cross. We left our Bibles. We are looking at magazine. I put it to you, friends, by the grace of God, I still see people come to the Lord in their numbers. And I told God this morning while I pray. I said, God, if you can please give me more than 200 million souls as a life. My prayer this morning. And as I said something in me, said 200 million, that's about a nation. I about billions. Okay, Lord, if I can. Because I see fathers like Rambunke and I said, Lord, 75 million. Am I even up to their level? If your heart is panting after the gospel, you will see souls being won. You know, your own heart after the gospel, you know, on Wednesday. After Wednesday, until next Wednesday. You know how many times you saw it came in your heart? Talk to that brother, just say, well, later, Wednesday. I beg you. If it's not all of you, maybe one person. You will go home and say, Lord, I want to see it. I'm tired. Many of our sisters here, you're supposed to be mothers to many. People will call you a mother, yet you are not a pastor's wife. At your young age, you'll be raising lives. Why? The life you caught from the cross. John chapter 4. Now, Brother Bisa, if we are praying, you know, when you told us, God helped you, sir, but maybe as the Lord helps us, this kind of retreat for this unit is not one day. It's not a 4 hours. No, you can't. It's not. Let's split it to two. If we now spend 3 hours first day, your son is sorry, sir. Then don't let us juggle it. Matter of souls is serious. Don't juggle it. Don't let us do all righteousness. We did retreats. Yes, we don't see. It's time to stop programs. Which program do you find in the Bible in the early church? 3 days, preaching Paul the apostle. Do you see it in your Bible? Sunday. Yeah, they had better results than we have. Sometimes I look at myself and say, Lord, you better teach me. Because what is what I'm shouting about? What is it that they did? And I found that. Look at John 4. Simple, effective method from our master. Now, this may mean that we will do, because I don't want to disobey my leader in reference to the time. Who is reading for me? John chapter 4. Let's start from verse 1.
Therefore, when the Lord knew Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples did, that is in parenthesis, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee.
Amen. You know, we are not trying to compare, but it's just amazing. All the ministry of John put together, Jesus was already superseding it. Are you following me? All the ministry of John put together, Jesus Christ had not spent too much time, and he was already what? Because that's the man we are looking for. That's his method. It's only his method that we look at. Not anybody's method. Not even John's method. But they not even say, it's not even Jesus. He's even the people he's raising. He must be a great man. Go on, please.
Verse 4. For he needed to go to Samaria. Okay, sorry, from verse 3.
No, continue, sir.
Yeah, and departed again to Galilee.
Yes, sir.
But he needed to go to Samaria.
Yes, sir.
So he came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
Now, Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Which Jacob is that? Oh, Jacob. Jacob that gave birth to Israel. Okay, come on.
Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
Please fix your eyes on our master, Jesus. Did you see a real life? Please, everybody say real life situation.
Real life situation.
Jesus Christ being wearied about his journey. It's about sixth hour. I don't know if you translation of the sixth hour. What's that sixth hour? That's about maybe 6 o'clock or something. 12 noon. And then being wearied of his journey, he what?
Yeah, being wearied of his journey, sat thus by the well.
Yes, sir.
It was about the sixth hour then. Mm-hmm. A woman of Samaria came to draw.
Everybody say real life situation.
Real life situation.
Now, this is not, let's go for evangelism. Evangelism is not what you do, it's a life. Once you reduce evangelism to, let's go and do. Hope you know Acts 1:8 says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be. Not ye shall do. Ye shall be. To be a witness is what you be, not what you do. You don't go and preach. You've missed it there. Well, you want to go and preach, you have missed it. It's not you shall be. You must become it to live it. It's a lifestyle. You don't come to the evangelism unit and then you are trying to go and preach. No, no, no. You must be. So, you see, we are tracing insight. Are you an evangelist? Are you a witness? Is that what you are? Aha. So, look at Jesus. This is what he is. He sat down by the well, being weary of his journey. A woman was on to fetch what? Real life situation. There was no calculation. Why would they not run away? Because they know we come every Wednesday. Probably know they will know that we come every Wednesday.
Yes.
Abi, ma. So, what about him? They will soon come. So, you see, they will run. I've seen people run away from me. So I said, no. Well, I'm coming to give you good news. You are running away. So change strategy, and you won't know time again. Amen. Yeah, you see, I said, power shift and when is it? That's not what I said. What you are? Can we trust God that sometimes, Robbie? I said sometimes. I'm not trying to break church protocol now. I'm saying sometimes we can just say to our brothers that on the day there is no Wednesday. You just go. It may not be all of us. Imagine all, okay, I don't know how it is done, sir. But imagine all of us, everyone, they will just carry bus and enter. Okay. They know we come, so they will start running over to 4:40 in the early morning. I've seen people run away from me. You know, before I will carry my Bible. Amen, amen. Bless you. They kept running. How can you carry Bible and say, good evening, brothers? You already know. You know, there's a way also that when we go to a place, when you see people talking, you know, just say, Ekason. They already know that your greeting, the manner of your approach, they want to preach. You see, they know. And the devil inside them say, that's when the urine that is not necessary will come on somebody. It's distraction. Satan has no power, it's distraction. So, you see, you don't plan evangelism, you will fail. I bet you, I failed several times. Because what are you trying to do? You want to go and preach. You can't, Jesus. real life. Jesus Christ didn't be retired of the journey, sat by the well, a woman of Samaria come in real life. Go on, please.
Yeah, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." But his disciples had...
Was Jesus pretending? Was he pretending? You know, before I said, no strategies to, you know, there's a place I'm going, but let me start it. Real life situation, because people respond to real life situation, not to strategies. People don't respond to real life. Give me water to drink. Yes, sir.
Yeah. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food.
I don't even know why all of them had to go. Please, to buy food, it takes how many people? One person and the other person can go. But all 12 people, I don't know. We don't know why. See, all of them shall went. Yes, go on.
Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew..."
Please listen as we close. Look at this real life. The woman by herself brought up religious matter. By herself. You know, permit to Roger, I will say data in English. You are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. When you look at the English of how is it? But when did we start this kind of relationship? Go on, please.
Yeah, how is it that you, being a Jew,
ask a drink from me?
Yes. Samaritan woman.
Imagine that woman, she's still standing on her religious conviction. Yes?
For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
She brought it up by herself. Jews have no dealing with Samaritans. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Jesus answered and said to her,
I like that. Jesus Christ didn't murmur. Jesus Christ didn't complain. Jesus answered. It was an answer. What you just did is you're asking me a question. So it was an answer. If you are conversing with somebody, somebody asks you a question, you genuinely answer. It's a light, you will answer. Yes, sir.
If you knew the gift of God,
I wish I can do small drama and call one sister to sit down here, but because of my time. And Jesus said, if you know the person talking to you, does that look like bragging? No. It was real. If you know the person talking to you, you will not have said what you have said. Real life. He knew the message. Imagine you are talking to somebody. If you know the experience I had following Jesus, you will not say what you say until you listen to me. Yeah. I have done it several and it has worked. I said, look, I'm not talking to you what I've not practiced. I give you a date. This thing happened in my life at some time, and then the same struggle you have. You just see them. Jesus said, if you know the person talking to you, go on, sir.
Yeah. If you knew the gift of God and who it is who
says, look at that. Man. If you knew the gift of God, I'm a gift of God. Brother, thank God I met you today. I'm telling you, sir. It doesn't be like, thank God I met you. Tim Bakpadien, sir, thank God I met you today. And I want you to be happy that you met me today. Because what I'm about to share with you is what has changed me. And it's been 7 years now. You know, people look at you and say, do you know that? I don't know if it's in your language too. In Yoruba land, they say, "Togun eni ba dani loju." It means if you are sure of your charm, and you use it to hit your head. I don't know if I'm correct. That means if you are bold that what you carry is real, you are not ashamed to say it. Look at Jesus. Please write down effective method 1, real life situation. Please, 1 is a lifestyle. 2, real life situation. 1 is a lifestyle, 2, real life situation. Let me apply that. I don't know how we've been going before, sir, to Igbo camp or something. Do you know that a day can come? You see, you focus, let's say we've been walking now. We saw a brother who had given us a kind of listening ear. Do you know that next time we're going, we don't need to go and visit new people. We need to just go to the brother, and from what he's doing, imagine he just come, say, well, I know they've come. No, we didn't come to preach. Do you have anything you want to do? Clothes you want to wash or farm work or something? Let's go together. I could spare my 1 hour. Let's just do it together. You know that you can go on that simple real life situation alone. You meet somebody washing, you join. It's a lifestyle. You see, it's not what, let's go and talk to them. It's not, evangelism is not what you go and talk to people. It's a lifestyle. Two, real life situation. Always look for real life situation. Opportunities on real life. The other application that may be hard for us, because we want to really do a work, it may mean that we may be sleeping over there. Aha, you see, the work of evangelism and discipleship is work. Because when you come to tutor, teach them to observe. That's staying with. I've done that several times. You can come and meet me. Sometimes I go to sleep there. And we sit down together. Because what I want to tell you, you may not get it in 1 hour. In 2 hours. And I tell you, bye bye, till next Wednesday. No. We are talking about what works. Real life situation. Real life. You see, it demands a breathing in and breathing out. Amen. Read on, sir. Please sit down, Brother Jude. If you know the gift of God,
you knew the gift of God.
Yes.
Who it is who says to you, give me a drink.
Yes.
You would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
Did you see the confidence of Jesus? Please put there, real life situation, after religion, gospel must be shared with confidence. Confidence. Real life situation and must be shared with confidence. The gospel only thrives in the atmosphere of confidence. You must be confident. I hope you know boldness is different from bold faith. If you are confident about it, we know. I'm not trying to harass me. You are confident. It has worked in your own life. Read on, sir.
The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw water and the well is deep.
Are you seeing? Does that not look like argument? No, she's trying to argue again. Is that not so? Oh, it's because of time. I would have wanted all of us to discuss one by one. Sir, please, sir. Just give me 2 minutes to do that. I want all of us to, I think I need one or two people. What do you see in this conversation? Please read that place a little bit, and I want one person to tell us what are you seeing in this conversation.
Yeah, the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw water.
Yes.
And the well is deep.
Yes.
Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob?
You see, this woman is a very religious woman. Go on, sir.
Who gave us the well,
yes,
and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock. Jesus answered and said to her,
Whoever
drinks of this water will thirst again.
Please, who can tell me what's going on here? I need somebody to tell me what's happening between this woman and this and Jesus. This is personal evangelism. What are you observing? Yes? One or two. If there is none, I will just move on. What are you seeing? What are we learning? Let me use the word learning. Yes,
ma'am. Well, I'm not sure, but I think Jesus took it from physically to spiritual.
Water, known to unknown. Thank you, sweetheart. Known to unknown. Water. And then they are going gradually to living water. The first person you are talking with is first somebody physical. Take things from the natural, culturally relevant, things from the physical, and draw that person gradually to spiritual things, known to unknown. Right there, the progression of the gospel is always from physical to spiritual, known to unknown. Write it down. Now, and it's not as if Jesus Christ is for me. The progression of the gospel is always from physical to spiritual, known to unknown. You remember that other issue? They wanted to stone her to death because she was in fornication. You understand? Jesus took it from that. You see, look at it. Jesus Christ will not go and be people like, he took it from that. Did you see Jesus? His own method worked. go on, sir, because of our time. And do you have any other person? Yes, any other? Okay, Bro Jude.
Yeah. Jesus was very confident of what he had to give.
Jesus was confident of what he had to give. And then he even said it. He said, you would have asked me. You see that kind of thing. Hope you don't be the same confidence Peter said, what I have, give I thee. So they learned it from the master. There's something I want to give you. Imagine you tell somebody, there's something I want to give you. That such effrontery. I remember when we began to discover this truth, myself and my friend in campus began to practice. My friend would just say somebody, there's something in my mouth. Oh, you need to see this. There's something in my mouth that I need to say to you. The Lord has given me certain words and you must hear it. Will you see me by 2 p.m.? The person said, what is it? You must hear it. I'll see you later. You see, we don't find out that. The person will say, brother, what is it that you wanted to see? In fact, other times it didn't work like that. But most of the time you said to people, and because you have been living a correct life in that place, something that I want to tell you, and sincerely, it must not pass today. Your life will change for better. Let's see by 4. What is that? Jesus was confident about what he had to give. So how do I go to Alaba confident about what I want to give? And it does not matter if you are now bringing up a religious argument. It doesn't change my confidence. You are teaching me to Jacob's well, and it doesn't change what I want to give you. Amen. Someone more. I think somebody, yes, ma'am.
Jesus is sure.
Jesus, he is sure. You know, like we said that, you know, I see somebody that is guess. I don't know if I'm right. But Jude, am I right with that? Yes, 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 ma'am. Jesus Christ is waking up our curiosity. He's making us to think. See, I found out that one of the ways to get people saved is wake up their thinking. Wake up their thinking. Do you know Jesus Christ started with a question? Give me water to drink. It's a question. It's a form of question that need an answer. What's the answer? Water. If you know the person who is talking to you, you would have asked. You see that again? Another question you would have asked. It comes out to think that you don't have anything to draw. You see? I found out that most of the, in fact, look at this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All as I share the gospel, apart from my life, the order that I walk is question. I'll just say, sir, I don't know. Can you explain to me what your life will look like in the next 50 years? You know, you've given that person a lot of thinking. Like, it's in the hand of God. What I will be? What do you mean by it's in the hand of God? You have started a discussion. It's a life. In fact, 90% life, 10% what we go and, as it were, group. All we saw, in fact, is because of time. I wanted us to study all the epistles and see the examples of the apostles. Go to Acts, see the apostles. Go to the epistles of Paul, see what they did. You will be shocked. All of them, real life situation. And it was about wake up their curiosity. When Paul got to Athens, see what he said. You see? Yes. May God help us. We want to go and stop. Yes, please. Oh, I would have wanted group discussion. I would have wanted, you see? I would have wanted us to talk. Amen, sir.
Jesus loved the poor and the blessed.
Jesus avoided distraction. You see, are we discovering something?
Yes.
Say, put it down. Avoid all forms of distraction. You know, you imagine you like this. You are talking with somebody. Somebody say, "Mommy, did you defend Jonah?" And the person went. Do you know that you must remember where you stood? You know, sometimes you will not say, "Hey, what were we saying?" Timothy, the last thing Timothy saw, you know, you are distracted. Jesus stayed on his message. Muslims will raise up the religious matter. But what must you do? Stay on your message. Hallelujah. I like this discussion. You see that? Curiosity, sir. This woman.
So it's something.
Is it that? This woman too is not. This is not a bread-bearing Samaritan.
Yes.
This woman knows the history of even the well. You see, it's not as if she only knew history. She even knew where history of well. Look. Jacob was the one that. Please, where did Jacob has died? Jacob has died since. But this woman, maybe this woman herself, maybe there are other wells. No, she will not fetch in other wells. This Jacob's own. That strong affinity to our fathers. Maybe. So this woman is knowledgeable. So you know sometimes when you meet knowledgeable people, you can see by their way of talking. When you see them, you make them more curious. Don't argue with knowledge, just more questions. More questions until you draw them out to the truth. How are we finding out? Let me tell you something. When you start this thing because of your own passion for the Lord, you see the Holy Spirit supplying them. It's not like you now carry book now. The gospel is from known to unknown. Sorry, but okay, let's use the known to unknown. Yeah, God bless you. No. The Holy Spirit will draw them out. Do you know when this thing becomes life to you? When we finish this retreat now, you now sit down. Each of it, you now meditate, you are applying. You are meditating. That's when it becomes life. But our problem is that once we share the grace, we have also shared the knowledge. And everything is just wasted. Or some people will just get home now and go on the TV. Or check something on their phone. The woman is knowledgeable. I'm even enjoying God now. See now, coming to I'm learning now. The woman is knowledgeable. I can meet knowledgeable people, yes. I need one more.
Can we say Jesus also understood that what she was saying was the truth? That means Jesus had the knowledge of what she was saying.
Do you know that? What betides you? Eh? What betides you? Eh? As even Jesus can not. Jesus would have said, which one? Which one?
Well,
I'm going, I'm just hearing what you're saying. But anyway, the message actually worked for you. No. Jesus picked it from any angle you come out. Jesus had something. That's why I found out that if you want to be successful, you know a bit about everything.
Yes, sir.
Imagine just saying to Pastor, honest and no palanoni. Hey, man, you. Hey, can you call Bauni? Can you move your walking roster? I checked that roster the last time. I saw that coach, Kiloton Shovu, I won. You want to, you say real life because his football is started with. Don't say the Lord strengthen you. You get up from your second. No. How can you? The soul you want to waste. Sir, the man you people, honestly. Over. And then you in that situation just say, let us pray. You've scattered it. You must, that's why you must know something. That's why you say, I read newspaper. There's something, a little. Someone that say, I don't know it's like that. You now start reading everything. No. You waste your time. But a little. How do you know a little? Wherever they're discussing football, you say, hey, which one is that? Which coach is that one? So a little. Just a little. To slot in somewhere. Someone say, which one are you? Man, you or which one? I say, well, I like Liverpool. You see, I didn't say I'm for Liverpool. Say, I like Liverpool. I just like Liverpool. Pastor, why are you not chasing? Well, I just like Liverpool. Something from somewhere. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Drawing from Jesus' situations, we realize that Jesus was calm. The woman was raising questions that would have thrown him off balance if he wasn't what was calm.
Amen. Are we learning?
Yes, sir.
Calm. Don't, you see, if you know you have something to do, don't go and preach. You just know what I mean? You know? The question you just raised now, it will affect my time. But you see, let's just concentrate. No. If you know you don't have time, finish that thing you wanted to do. It's not sin to tell the brethren, I have something. You know, sometimes you can be talking, and your mind is on that thing. Your mind is on that thing. Has it happened before to you? You are talking and you are lost. It has happened to me. May God forgive me. I'm before souls and I'm lost. I'll be misquoting. And then I'll misquoting scriptures. It's in Luke. I say it's in Hebrew. And then later, if I had to apologize to one recently, I said sorry about yesterday. Because I had fufu before before I preached to him, before I talked to him. I said, I'm sorry. Now, what were you saying yesterday? I had to apologize. So if you know that your mind will not be focused, tell the brethren, sorry, this thing in my mind, pray for, explain to us. We will not see you as a backslider for being sincere, but it's not also that every time you have something to do. I'm enjoying this discussion. He was calm. Brother, are you calm? Yes, brother. Please, let me talk on that calm. I remember this situation of, I think they almost poured hot water on us or on the brethren. Yes. At the situation of Rajesh. It has not happened to you before. Stony has happened to me before. But it missed me. We were sharing the word of God while I was in the north, and then they were stoning us. Okay, I've been slapped before. Yes. I was standing for the truth. There was another time, is there an allergy that warned us or something? So, come. That's it. Hold and relax. Bobby, did you make a... Slap, sir. No! And you can still say, but brother, I'm only sharing with you the love of Christ. Jesus died for you. Yes. You see, if you don't have that life, you can't preach. It shows that there's one anger in you, but kept. Kept until the day of evil.
Yes.
Hope you will not say, Father, everybody. What's in of that? No. Be calm. Look at Jesus. You see, Jesus Christ, I am praying to be more like him. People were insulting the creator of heaven and earth, yet calm. May God help us to be calm. How many times do you observe that you have been too forward at times, only to find out that if you had been more patient? Amen. Bro, wonderful. Let's Bro Wonderful be the last person out there. Let's Bro Wonderful, please. Yes. Oh, that's, you are taking us further now. I don't want us to go. Because that is crucial. You must know who you are. You see, amen. Amen. That contribution is important. Do you know that knowing who you are means if I don't speak and have this life, it will be doomed. I'm the carrier of life. He needs what I have to offer him. Amen.
Amen.
Look at you now. Look at you now. Even heaven is focusing on you and saying, look, if you don't tell that brother what he needs, you must understand it. I'm not just ordinary. Jesus, that's why it must be a life. Must be a life. It humbles me when I see people serving the Lord only because they met me. I say, look at this now. Imagine the day you start doubting who you are. And you will doubt who you are when you start touching sin. You must doubt it. Amen. Okay. Bobby, that's the line. I see Bobby's eyes now.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because Jesus Christ was called to break protocols.
Yeah.
There was a line of demarcation. There was a noble, and
Jesus broke protocols. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid to offend the status quo. He was not afraid to offend the status quo. You know, he didn't go too much into historical research and say the Jews, the Samaritans, he didn't say too much. He simply just crossed that barrier and continued what he was doing. He wasn't afraid to break the barrier, the status quo. Amen. I pray that the Lord will strengthen us. You see, actually the teaching did not finish. We will have gone further to now see the use of the gift of the Spirit. Go and call your husband. Let's pray. I would have wanted to talk about strategies to each of these village camps. But what I know that God will do with us is that as we now begin, the first step will be to go and make research. The first step is evaluation. After we make evaluation, we make research. After research, we keep talking, we keep sharing. Honestly, as our leader, Brother B, that's on Wednesdays, we will not go. We will only sit down to pray and think and plan. It's not a status quo. It's not a let's just go. As on Wednesday, we sit down. Only to decide, discuss, march forward. And our Lord will help us. Would you pray this prayer? Lord, let me carry the life of the message I'm trying to preach. May I be deeper, more in life.